Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. And today I have the news that Barry Manilow is currently in Glasgow on what's probably his last tour. Now, if you haven't heard of Barry Manilow, you really do need to go onto YouTube, because he was he is a very, very famous singer. He was born on June 17th, 1943, which places him in his early 80s right now. And he had some big hits. I'm sure you know some of them. Could It Be Magic was one of them. I think that was covered by the boy band Take That. There's also Looks Like We Made It, but that's not the Shania Twain song, You're Still the One. It opens with the words, Looks Like We Made It. But there's a song called Looks Like We Made It by Barry Manilow. He also sang Mandy, I Write the Songs. That's a lovely song. I Write the Songs. It's very deep and kind of emotional and even somehow spiritual, where he tells us, well, I'm not going to sing. If I sing, you will run. Can't Smile Without You, another one of his big hits. Yeah, Barry Manilow is almost certainly a legend for those of us who listen to his music. His music is probably also very, very good for those of you who are trying to learn English vocabulary, because he sings very slowly and it's very easy to pick up the words, and his songs are always dreamy. There's always a love affair that's ongoing, has gone wrong, or he's yearning for love. You know, very, very nice, friendly song. So, yeah, he's produced loads of stuff for other people as well. He did an album for Bette Midler, Dionne Warwick, Nancy Wilson, Sarah Vaughan. Yeah, and he also performed songs for musical, you know, theatre performances, films, commercials, such as McDonald's, Pepsi Cola, and Band Aid. Yeah, very, very interesting guy. You know, he's one of these people, you just sit him down at the piano and he plays. He's kind of like the Elton John of ballads, but he's kind of less pop. If you think of pop in the 1970s, maybe you would get an idea of Barry Manilow, but he is good. It says here that his parents divorced when he was a baby, and his mother's family allowed no further contacts between Barry and his father. Strange way to word it, but anyway, it then goes on to say that his grandparents were Russian Jewish immigrants. His grandmother was of Irish descent, and he traces his own roots back to Limerick and Ireland. He grew up in Brooklyn in New York, where he met his wife, and they were married for a short time. Of course, very recently he revealed that he's been in a long-term relationship with his manager. And he told all of us that he was gay. And yeah, he married that manager in 2014. Isn't that interesting? That's another thing I like about him. He's very discreet with revealing personal information, which is nice. You know, some people these days are screaming from the rooftops who they're sleeping with and what they're doing. But he's just an ordinary guy. It says here that he was a jingle writer. Oh, I love jingles. The jingle is the little bit of music, jing jing, you know, that appears in radio or TV ads. A jingle usually has the name of the radio station or the TV channel, Radio Clyde 261, in a voice like that. But they used to be sang. They used to be very musical. He did work on Band Aid as well. Oh, I can't believe he's in Glasgow. I did actually look at getting tickets, but I mean, what's the point? You go to try to see someone like him and you end up sitting up, as they say, with the gods. You sit at the very, very back in a very high place, because that's the only seats you can afford, looking down into this dot of a performer. It's not worth it, but I would have liked to have seen him. It says here he was signed by Columbia Music Company, that's CBS, I think, under Tony Orlando. Oh, Tony Orlando, that's another musician. That's a very strange musician. He was like a pop star that suddenly became chairman of CBS, but he was also very good. And he went on to co-write and make records with Barry Manilow. Yes, right. So on the tracks he did in the 70s, there's loads of psychedelic influenced pop songs. Oh, I don't remember any of those. I do remember Could It Be Magic, but I definitely remember some of the ones which are listed here. Probably Mandy is a good one to start with. If you don't know Barry Manilow, do start with Mandy. Let's see, what else do we have here? He's been on many, many TV shows. People used to make fun of him because of his nose size. He's got a big beak. And that, in some ways, became his trademark, you could say. He certainly didn't always have it easy, that's for sure. In 2025, it looked like he had lung cancer. And in fact, he's still being treated for that now. And he was a smoker from age 9 to 39. Well, he came from that generation, didn't he? There was a fear, of course, that it would affect his career, but it didn't. And like many other, people who are very successful in the creative arts, he didn't have it easy. There's all kinds of bits of information here on the Wikipedia page about exactly some of the things that he's been through. Also, of course, well, he's American, he sued a Los Angeles radio station for damages, something to do with one of their advertisements that caused possible damage. So that made headline news as well. But let's just stay with his music. Really, you do have to hear him. So if you don't know Barry Manilow, please do have a listen today to some of his songs, or at least Google them. I mean, he is good. He's a real ballad kind of man, and still on the go at age 82. And I'm sure this will be his last tour. I think that's the way they're promoting it. Barry says goodbye to Glasgow, as it's his last tour. He was born Barry Allen Pincus in 1943. And let's wish Barry all the best as he comes to Glasgow. And that's it from me. So I hope you enjoy your day. I'll be back again soon. See you. Bye.
Turns words into the magic, makes adults feel grand. Joseph the English teacher, the best in the land. Joseph the English teacher, the best teacher in the world. He's shaping all our futures, his wisdom unfurled. With every word he whispers, our minds start to twirl. Joseph the English teacher.